You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
An organization known for its work with veterans blinded while on duty is helping veterans deal with many other causes of blindness. For example, experts estimate that more than 10 million Americans are affected by macular degeneration. That figure is likely to grow as baby boomers age. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the part of the retina that records the images we see. While it cannot be cured, progress is being made toward effective treatment. Veterans who find they have the condition have resources available through the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. The organization has been helping blinded veterans since 1945. It has a full-time field service program that provides advice to veterans and links them with VA benefits to which they are entitled. Field representatives often assist veterans with their medical claims. The association services are free and available to any blinded veteran. To learn more, visit www.bva.org or call 1-800-669-7079 toll-free.
What is an APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today and remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, if you want to get off your rear end and call in, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you have something to say, you want to call in, you want to say hello, if you want to spread the word and tell people about our show, well, we wish you do. And if you don't want to spread the word, and if you don't like show, well, then you'll just hang up. Listen, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you want to listen to any part of the show that you missed or you want to hear it again, you can always go to our page and listen to any show. It's blindbeyondradioshow.org. When you do it, don't forget Andy and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Gene?
Yes.
You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Good.
All right.
We have in the studio today Eugene Batke. We have Doug Town. We have Greg Limber. We have Lynn Golder. And we have the, of course, Chris Shaw behind the scenes. Shaw, you there?
He's on the phone.
He's on the phone. Okay. Eugene?
Yes. How are you doing? As I mentioned earlier, I'm the president of the Nellis Council of the Blind. And basically, we've got like 71 members. And our members are not all sighted. We've got about six members that are sighted. And the rest are either legally blind, totally blind. And our membership is open to anybody in the Pinellas area. Even if you want to be a member and you're not in our area, you could still be a member. Anybody want information, they can. It's okay if I put my number out.
It's up to you.
727-420-9128. 727-420-9128. I'll give you information about our council. Also, our council, we have what's known as a New Vision Support Group. They meet at Talking Book Library in Pinellas at 1330 Cleveland Street. They meet on the second Thursday of the month. That's from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock. And
at night?
No, in the morning.
Oh, you can't
in the morning,
work then. You
in
can't
the
work.
Morning,
oh,
yeah.
Work.
Yeah, the library's not open that late.
How's Greg get to? I thought he works.
Well, he doesn't go to that. This is
unfortunately, I can't make that.
But
it's a great group, though.
We have
how
different.
Do you know?
From what I've heard.
We have different topics. Where none of us are instructors, but the majority of us have been blind anywhere from 20 years and up. You know, and we talk about different techniques. We have different people that come in to talk to us. So that's open to anybody that wants to come. You don't even have to be a member of our council to do that. If you do want to join our council, we meet the third Saturday of the month at the Seabreeze Family Restaurant at 6864 Seminole Boulevard in Seminole, Florida.
They got good food?
Yes, they have good food, and we meet from 1 to 3 in the afternoon.
Now listen up, ladies. Give your phone number again.
My phone number is 727-420-9128. And Lynn, could you read, we have what's known as the White Cane Walk coming up in October. That's on the 15th. Since
Actually,
that is on a Sunday, we are doing our walk and everything on Saturday the 14th. So Lynn, could you read that?
Wait, which one is that?
It's the Low Vision Flyer. The Low Vision Expo.
You gave me the New Vision Support Group.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have the Low Vision Expo.
The Low Vision
and
Expo.
And the Bowlers, that's great.
Yeah, the Low Vision Expo.
The Low Vision Expo you want
yes,
me to read?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it says, join the Pinellas Council of the Blind in the 2017 White Cane Safety Walk, starting and ending at Evans Hall. Life doesn't stop when you lose your vision. The Low Vision Expo is designed to educate blind or visually impaired individuals, their families, friends, potential employers, and the community about the latest resources, aids, technology, and services available in Pinellas County. There will be information and demonstration for all ages at the Low Vision Expo. It's in celebration of the White Cane Safety Day. There will be exhibitors there featuring the latest vision magnification equipment, latest access technology and demonstrations, services to enhance independence, talking book demonstrations, AutoMark voter assist terminal demonstrations, and guide dogs. This is October 14, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Evans Hall, which is Chapel on the Hill, at 12601 Park Boulevard in Seminole, Florida. So join them then. Okay, we have two callers, Michael.
Okay, let's check. Who are the two callers? Where are they calling from? Caller, who's up first?
Okay, we have Sheila calling from Orlando and Tanya calling from Winter Park, Florida.
Sheila?
Hello.
Oh, it's Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida.
We've got 3 minutes to break.
You got two of us, I guess.
I'm sorry to hear about your auntie.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was very quick. she had a collapsed lung, and then found out she had a mass, and within 15 days she was gone. So it was pretty fast. But anyway, it sounds like you got the Motley Crew in there tonight.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Eugene. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Sheila.
Hey, Doug. I don't think I've ever met Doug, but I know Eugene and Greg very well. So.
Well, maybe we can be friends anyway.
Okay.
They're all single.
So am I. I just wanted to say hi and thank you so much for your condolences.
You're
and
welcome.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You take care, Sheila.
Right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Tanya before we go to
Tanya.
Now, this is too funny. I was just telling you, Sheila's my best friend from high school.
Oh.
So who is this? It sounds like Jackie. What's your name?
Tanya, right?
Tanya from Winter Park.
This is Tanya from Winter Park.
Tanya.
Oh, and
Tanya.
You took her ahead of me. That's favoritism.
I swear that. If I hadn't recognized that voice, it sounded like Jackie. So
I thought that was great.
So what?
I'm getting a busy signal.
No, that's you. That's us. That's the man in the moon. So what else to say, Tanya? Hello?
Well, Tanya was calling because she was saying that she received her bracelet and she had been getting so many compliments about it and just wanted to let you know that she's been a spokesperson for the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's very nice. Tanya, call
Thank
back if you
so
want
much.
To.
Thank you.
And she's sighted.
Oh, she's sighted. Wow. Oh.
So, Tanya, give us a call back when
you
get...
Yeah, give us a call back, Tanya. Sorry about the phone lines.
All right. And that's it.
We have 1 minute to break, and then our guest caller is calling in.
Okay, 1 minute.
15, so we maybe do the trivia real fast.
Well, you can't do it in a minute. Can't do it in a minute.
Then they could answer on the other side real fast.
So everybody is, well, not me. I'm happily married, but the three of you are single. So let me tell you right now, folks. The women out there, we got three eligible bachelors here.
You need to find that music from the dating game from the 70s.
Got three
eligible
Chuck
bachelors.
Yeah.
Yeah,
three good looking guys.
Somebody beforehand, I think. No, maybe
that's,
it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have
so
Eugene,
many.
We have Doug, and we have Greg Lindbergh.
And
we're going to break?
You chose a date.
Don't go away. We have a lot more coming up. And ladies, if you're eligible, let us know. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
For the visually impaired and sighted, check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and Checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as Blackjack, Roulette, and Bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The show that says we are the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to turn right now over to Greg Lindbergh. Greg?
Yes, sir.
You are on, my man.
Okay, I'm excited to introduce our next guest. We have Marty Schultz from Blindfold Games. Marty, are you with us?
I am here. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Absolutely. I know Michael and Lynn have been trying to get you on, and just with the storm and everything, we're glad we finally connected with you and have you on tonight.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we made it through the storm as well. I live down in Miami, and it was a lot of hecticness.
The reason why we had Greg Lindbergh introduce you, Marty, because he loves what you do. Tell him, Greg, what you said.
Yes, yeah. I just found out about you guys through the show, actually, and I got the bowling game that you have, and I've just been so addicted to that. I can't put my phone down, and I keep bowling. And I love apps, I love games, I love fun, and it's just such an awesome thing that you guys are doing for blind and visually impaired.
Yeah, the bowling game actually was suggested by a bunch of people in the Blind Bowling League, and I worked on that game for about 3 or 4 months with a couple of blind bowlers, and we really worked at making it, you know, act differently on both the iPhone and the iPad, so they'd be great on both and have so much realism, and came up with all sorts of different ways that you could shoot throw the ball down the bowling alley. It was a lot of fun, and that led to a lot of other games in the process. I think at this point We have about 85 games out there now. Wow. The game I'm working on right now, well, I just released a version of Battleship out there, and it's filled with really cool sounds when you launch your missiles and you hit the other ships and things like that. But the game that I've been spending the past week or so on is a version of Name That Tune.
Oh, wow.
And by accessing the iTunes library music previews, where each of these music segments are up to 30 seconds long, you can set the game to either do like pop or recent pop or pop or top 100 Billboard pop singers or country or rock or classical or hip hop and rap or R&B and soul. But you can say what kind of genre of music you want, and then you keep playing the game, and the faster you can identify either the artist or the song, the more points you get. Up from, you can get as many as 50 points if you get it right within the first few seconds, or if it takes you like a full 30 seconds to figure it out, then you only get 20 points. And of course, if you don't get it right at all, then you get 0 points, and I think you'll have 3 mistakes, and then the game is over, and you keep moving up level by level. It's an amazingly challenging game, and people saying it's going to be a lot of fun. So it's just about every month or so I'll produce about 2 more games, and that's why we're up to so many. We've been doing this for about 4 years now.
Wow. So you're actually a programmer yourself, or developer?
Yeah, I do this more or less as a hobby. I've started about 4 or 5 different software companies over my career, and I stumbled into this because at one point, this was probably 5 or 6 years ago, I was watching my daughter make up her birthday wish list, and I said, there should be an app for that. So I organized something at the school where she went to, and I was originally just going to do a focus group of her friends, and I said, this is a great STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math learning opportunity. So I contacted the head of school, and I said, I'll do the programming, but I'm going to teach the kids, these like 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th graders, actually how to build an app. And together, the kids and I designed a birthday wish list app. And while the app itself wasn't really very interesting and didn't do well in the App Store, the kids came back and said, can we do something else? And I said, okay, what do you want to do this time in the after-school club? And they said, we want to make a game. And they couldn't come up with any interesting games to come up that were unique. And I didn't want to have to hire a graphic artist to do the screen, so I said, well, let's do something that doesn't require using the screen. And I thought, let's make a driving game for blind people. At that point, I had never met anyone who was visually impaired.
Wow.
So we worked on the game for the next 6 months or so, and the kids came up with the levels. And I kind of introduced the game to the kids by saying, I put one 10-year-old girl in the center of the room, and I said, you act like a cow. Go moo, moo, moo. And then I took a boy and I put a blindfold around him, and I said, you have to walk up to the cow, around the cow, and then to the other end of the room. So he learned how to do it by listening to the sound and navigating through sound. He said, okay, the game's going to work like that. And we built the game called Blindfold Racer, which was the first game in the whole series, where you're driving down the road and you hear music in your left and right ear, which represents the sides of the road, and then you either try to hit prize in the middle of the road or avoid animals. And the first version of the game we put out had about 35 levels. The latest version has about 65 levels. And when I demoed it and tested it at the Miami Lighthouse for the Blind, the teens absolutely loved it. And they gave me lots of great suggestions, and then I put the game out. It was a major hit in the Apple Viz. Viz.com does a website of apps that are accessible. So it jumped to the top of their charts, and then I started hearing from lots of people saying, can you build this game or that game? And I heard from somebody who had just gotten back from Las Vegas, and she said, can you build a blackjack game? Can you build, and someone else wanted a Sudoku game. And then, like, one after another, I got a recommendation for another game. And I think probably about 2 years ago, someone said, can you do a bowling game? Hmm. I said, yeah, I guess I could try. And that's how it ends up with a game that you like. And I've since done basketball and baseball and soccer and
Marty.
What else?
There's a caller, not to interrupt, but there's a caller that would like to talk to you about the games, if you would like to take the call. We have Bruce calling in from Boynton Beach, Florida. Hi, Bruce. Welcome. Say hi to Marty.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. How are you?
All right. Say hi to Marty.
Hey, Marty. This is Bruce. I have 3 of your games on my iPad. Blindfold Baseball, which I absolutely love, the bowling, and the trivia. and they're really all good. But the baseball is my favorite. I did email you yesterday about a problem I'm having, but I'll wait for you to get back to me on that. But I just wanted to compliment the games. They're totally accessible. They work great. They're ingenious. I love them. And I'm not a huge game player, but I love these games.
Thanks. I mean, what I hear from a lot of people, everyone says, I'm not a game player, but I love your games. One thing I wanted to do when I built these games was make sure that the games are not just accessible, but really designed for audio play. So instead of using all this voiceover stuff that the phone is great at, everything with the game operates around gestures. So you don't have to wait and double tap buttons or any of that junk. You can just kind of jump right in and start playing. And I try to design the game so that even if someone is mobility restricted or cognitively limited, there are easy enough ways that the game can be played. And then for people who really want a challenging game, as you start moving up to the expert level, it's really, really hard. And I've done this in every one of the games. I'm about to release Do You Want to Be a Millionaire? That's going to come out in about 3 weeks or so. And I found thousands of more trivia questions to put out there. And you kind of play the game, and you have the ability to call in lifelines and walk away or call for a friend. That will be, I think, all my TV game show games are really popular. So, and then I did the whole slew of card games, and I constantly get requests for more and more card games. But I'd say that the two most popular games out there so far have been bowling and solitaire. I think solitaire was like the fifth game I did.
Hmm. Interesting.
I really like them. Keep up the great work on it, and it's going great. Glad you're out there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Bruce, for calling in.
Nope. Take
thank a lot. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. And thank you, Greg. And Marty, keep up the good work, Marty. We love it.
Well, thank you.
Marty, tell everybody how they can look up more information about Blindfold Games.
Sure. What you can reach me, but I'm always looking for game ideas. So firstly, you can send me an email at marty@blindfoldgames.org. If you visit the website, blindfoldgames.org, which is accessible, you can see a full list of all 85 or so games that are out there, and there are user guides for a lot of the games. Every week, I publish about two blogs, usually on Mondays and Thursdays, and that talks about either what game I'm building now or some insights I have into the games and how they're built. And I tend to try to orient my blogs to be as informative as possible. So if you're interested in how these games are built, do it. I can also be followed on Twitter at Blindfold Games.
And Marty, you can buy these games through the App Store?
Yes, all these games are free to download. They come with about 10 to 20 free plays. And then if you like them, you can upgrade at any time, and the upgrades cost anywhere from $1 to $7.
Have you built any educational games?
I have, actually. I just published one called Blindfold Bop, which we're renaming to be Blindfold Gesture Practices for people who are newly blind and they want to kind of learn how to use gestures on the iPhone. I also have a couple of games designed for Braille, and I'm working with a couple of schools to do more games to help teach Braille and move along that line, and also have games for improving people's spelling, really designed for like grade level kids.
Very cool.
Great.
Well, thank you for calling in. And listen, folks, anything you want to like to listen to, learn about, go to our website. We have the website for Marty on our website.
The advertiser page.
The advertiser page. It's there. And look it up. And listen to anything. If you want to know any more information, but Marty, just write to us, and we'll keep you informed and let Marty know about you. Any other thoughts? Write to us.
That's about it. And again, if anyone has an idea for a game, just email me, and we all help. I'll collaborate with them, and we'll build out another game.
Sounds fabulous.
Thank you very much for calling, Marty.
Thank you for calling
we'll talk
in.
Talk to you again.
Thanks a lot, and have a good day.
You too.
Thanks,
and
Marty.
If you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to write to Marty, what?
I would like to do this a PSA for Greg, and then I guess we'll do a trivia before we go to break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking to Doug. Yay. Right, Doug? You ready, Doug?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, so let me do this, PSA for Greg. It's called the Blind and Visually Impaired Bowlers.
every first, second, and fourth Saturday at Liberty Lanes Bowling Center, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and where? At 11401 Starkey Road, Largo, Florida. And the phone number is 727-397-3947. That's at 11401 Starkey Road, Largo, Florida. It's the Liberty Lanes Bowling Center, the first, the second, and the fourth Saturday. And the price is only $7 for three games. Right, Greg?
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
You did.
And I have one other thing I have to do, Michael. Business as usual, right? I just want to remind everybody, if you need assistance at home, or if you have a loved one or a family or friend that needs home care assistance, don't forget to call Home Care Assistance in Dr. Phillips, Orlando. And their phone number is 407-232-7155. And you can visit them at homecareassistanceorlando.com. And they will provide the best home care you could ever ask for. So don't forget them.
Okay, now, before we go any further, we did a happy birthday before to Betty Palmyra. But I got three more birthdays, actually four. One person sitting next to me, Eugene Batke, his birthday was last week. Nancy Maniconis, her birthday was this week, the 20th. We have our two grandchildren, Stephen and Rachel Ashton. Their birthdays are last week and this week. So I want to say to everybody, happy, happy birthday to all of you, including Eugene. Happy birthday to all of you.
Thank you.
Now it's time, what, Lynn?
For Eugene's trivia, I guess.
Eugene's trivia. This is coming from Eugene.
Do you want to go to break first and then come back and do the trivia?
All right, let's go to break. Then we'll do.
And then we're going to talk to Doug.
Okay.
I just thought we'd give everybody the birthday shout out and then go into break from there.
Going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. 1-800-878-1818. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. It's time now for trivia. Trivia, 407-894-1680. Let me know if you can guess who's singing this song.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard
that was
you
something.
Laughed.
I never heard that one before. That was,
oh, I knew that song.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know.
That was my first time hearing that one, too.
I never heard that one.
Chris, is that caller for trivia? No.
No, that caller was calling in. He had a comment that wanted to make a comment.
All right.
Well, who's on the line?
Ruby.
Who's on the line right now?
Miss Ruby from Orlando, Florida.
Ruby from Orlando, Florida. Ruby, are you here?
I'm here, baby. I'm here, sugar. Oh. That song was kind of scary.
You're kidding. You're not. I never heard that before in my life, Ruby. So what do you have to say for yourself, young lady?
Oh, well, thank you. Being that I'm one of the elderly persuasion, but I just want to say I just enjoy your Yeah, my first time calling. I enjoy your
Our show? Oh, thank you so much. Are you sighted, young lady?
Yeah, I'm very sighted.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad you listened to the show too.
I'm very sighted, but I have compassion upon those that are not, because y'all do marvelous things without your sight more than some of us we have sight.
Well, I thank you, and I hope you'll keep on listening every week. We're on the air every week, so keep on listening.
Yeah, didn't you say y'all was auction of bachelors?
We got some bachelors in the studio, yeah.
Yes.
You see, up the age, up the par.
Are they each up to par? Is that?
I don't know about that one. That I don't know about if they're up to
that's
par.
That's subjective, yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that. I don't know about that. I can't speak for them. All I know is they're single. I don't know why they're single, but they're single.
Okay,
I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Okay, then. Well, I just have to sort through them, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
That's cute.
But y'all be good. Chris, I love you, baby.
No, you take care now, darling.
Thank you for calling, Ruby.
Thanks, Ruby.
Thanks, Ruby. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now it's time for Dougtown.
And all the rest, TV18.
He forgot what to say. He's waiting so long.
Dougtown, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
yeah.
Now it's your turn.
I'm sorry. I was hearing something in my headphones. I didn't know what that was.
Dougtown, you are on.
I'm on.
You're on.
Okay, boy, am I on.
Welcome to
Love Connection.
What?
Oh, Love Connection. We got
the... Okay, Chris.
All right, Chris. That's okay. You're taking up my time. Dude, what's up? So I came in to talk about accessible voting. That's voting with a V. Because the first time I said that to Michael, he thought I said boating, accessible boating.
That would be cool, though.
You know, and he didn't understand what that was. So accessible voting is something that I'm very interested in as chairman of Disability Relations Group. And it is a very important subject. And a lot of people out there kind of take accessible voting for granted. It's only been around, actually, for the blind and visually impaired and people with disabilities for about 15 years. But to me, when you take access to voting for granted, it's kind of like taking freedom for granted. And we all know you shouldn't do that. We've got a veteran sitting here next to me who's served 22 years in the Navy defending our freedom, and he'll tell you that, you know, freedom is something you shouldn't take for granted. There's a lot of people out there that are thinking, well, you know, what can I do about accessible voting? But individuals can do a lot. Individuals brought about accessible voting 15 years ago. And, you know, one little known fact is that the move towards accessible voting, first in Florida and then in the country, started right in Pinellas County, Florida. That's where the first discussions took place with the Secretary of State after the 2000 election. And so it's really important that we address this subject. DRG, the firm I work for, has partnered with a company called Votech. And DRG and Votech are very happy to be coming on board as sponsors of Blind and Beyond Radio, both the children's show, the kids' show, and this program. And we're asking people for their help to expand accessible voting, because what we're after is something called the Uniform Voting Experience, which is something that was promised in the Help America Vote Act. But since the first accessible machines were put in place back in 2002, 2004, there really hasn't been a lot of expansion of the accessible voting or accessible election process. So if you're sitting at home and you want to get involved, you can do three things. You can go to votechdesignedforall.com. And the first thing you can do is you can take our survey. And the survey essentially lets you tell us, lets you tell Votech what you want to see in the next accessible voting systems, how you think they should work, what kind of technology should be involved. Votech's been in the election business about 40 years. They're not a company you've probably heard of because they've been behind the scenes working in registration and keeping track of voters and keeping track of all the records and those kinds of things. So now they're moving into the more high-tech, public-facing part of it. And the other thing you can do is you can sign our petition. And the petition is designed to tell local and state officials to buy accessible technology. One of the things that's happening right now is that we're moving into a time when the great big binders of paper, which are called poll books that keep track of all the voters. Lynn can tell you when she goes to the polling place, they look up any they look you up in these big binders of paper, and you have to identify yourself and you have to sign that's actually you and this is your address and so on. So that's becoming electronic now. But a lot of jurisdictions and a lot of states have kind of forgotten about accessible. So they're buying inaccessible poll book systems. And we need to stop that because those systems will last about 10 years. So when you put a new system into a polling place, a new electronic system into a polling place that's not accessible, and you put it in, you know, for let's say for the 2018 election, they're not going to replace that system until 2028, when Eugene is really old. Sorry. Had to say that. So sign the petition and tell your local officials. The other thing you can do is you can sign up for our newsletter so we can stay in touch with you so that we can coordinate advocacy efforts, because this is really about advocating at the local and state level for accessible elections. And, you know, it's not about one company. It's really not. Votech came to DRG and said, we think all systems should be accessible and all companies should produce accessible systems. And we want the disability community to get involved with this and help us design new systems. The last time we designed accessible systems back in the 2000 timeframe, not a lot of people with disabilities were involved in designing those systems. I was fortunate. I've kind of got a big mouth and make a lot of trouble in the access world. I know Eugene wants to say something, but you know, it's really important that we stand up and we say this is what we want. So go to votecdesignforall.com. That's V-O-T-E-C. DESIGNEDFORALL.com, and do those three things and you can get involved too.
If you have any questions, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and it's in there. Correct, Lynn? It's all in there.
Yep.
blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
It's on the children's website and the
Children's website, and it's also on the
children's page.
The children's page is also on our page.
Yes.
blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And I'd be happy to answer any questions, callers, or from any of y'all.
If you want to call in and ask Doug any questions, and give me a minute. I know who you are. Mr. Town.
Yeah.
E.T.
We've been sitting here 3 hours. It's starting to get
yes,
to
I know the name.
Yes.
Anyway, the phone number 407-894-1680 if you want to speak to Mr. Town, Doug Town.
I just had a question about something for Doug. For those who aren't familiar, if you could just briefly explain what, you know, an accessible voting machine is for the visually impaired, how it actually works.
Well, there's a number of systems out there. I am partial to the one that I worked on, of course, which is the Automark. But there are a number of systems out there. There's also the Express Vote and some others. Essentially, an accessible voting machine is a machine that provides accessible features. So for the blind, it reads the ballot to you. It gives you the ability to mark the ballot using a keypad, choosing yes or no, and going to the next race and picking the person you want to vote for, or yes or no on ballot initiatives. The Automark, for example, marks the same paper ballot that everybody else votes on. So you feed the ballot in, you go through it, you mark that ballot, it prints out the ballot and sends it, it gives it back to you with all the little ovals filled in that you wanted.
Doug, I assume that you wear a headphone with that?
Yes. You wear a headphone.
So the person next
privacy.
Doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just curious. Yeah, there is privacy. You have the ability on all these machines. There are certain standards. You can, and some of the standards are that you can speed the voice up, you can slow the voice down, you can make it louder, you can make it softer, you can change the tempo, and you can also blank the screen.
So well, if you can't see it. What's the point of blanking the screen?
So somebody can't stand behind you,
oh.
Right? You know, I had a when I was first demonstrating accessible voting machines, I was up in Rhode Island, and this elderly couple came in. Now they were in their 90s, and she was totally blind. And she was very emotional because she said, in 70 years of marriage, I have never voted without arguing with him about who I was going to vote for.
Gosh.
And she said, so now I get to vote. And he said to her, who'd you vote for? And she said, none of your blank business.
After 70 years.
And he said to me, you don't know what you've started. Well, that made the whole thing worth it right there. That she was able to vote independently after 70 years.
Great story.
Okay. So I'm really concerned that people are taking accessible voting for granted, like it's going to be there and we shouldn't worry about it anymore. Because we should.
Tell them again, Doug, what it is that you're looking for them to do, to participate.
Well, we're looking, you go to votecdesignforall.com. And there's three things on there you can do. You can take our survey, which allows you to pick technological features that you think should be included in the next accessible voting system. Because, you know, the voting systems that are out there currently are going on 15 years old. So it's old technology already, right? I mean, 15 years in the computer world is generations. So we're looking at what the new systems should be, what they should include. The next thing is we're circulating a national petition to require local and state officials to include accessibility as a requirement anytime they're purchasing new election technology, which includes the poll books that I was talking about. And just a little side note, when we decided to circulate a petition, we went out and looked at petition websites that are out there, and I won't name any names, but we couldn't find a petition website that was accessible, so we had to build one. So that's something that kind of is kind of a side benefit to this whole thing. And the other thing you can do is sign up for our newsletter and stay in touch with what we're doing, so you know what states and counties are doing, and maybe your state or your county isn't.
We're going
doing,
to break,
so you can get
stay
involved.
Stay tuned, right there. We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to break. Coming back. Don't go away.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What is an APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
We're back. We are back, and this is Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hope you had a nice show. Hope you liked listening to us. Now it's Lynn's turn. Lynn Golder,
okay, well,
you are up.
I won't take too much of your time.
Good.
Before we say goodbye and thank everybody. I just wanted to remind everybody to please tune in next Sunday, October 1st, 2017. And our dear friend, Dr. Lucille O'Neill, will be joining us in the studio for Motivational Moments. And she will be interviewing a client of the Lighthouse. And also, we hope, because we rescheduled because of the storm, that Jason Stark from Describe Caption Media Program will be calling in. But anyway, tune in next Sunday, and we look forward to having you. And we will also do a brief tribute to Patty, our dear friend Patty, that died 2 years ago. So anyway, you're on, Michael. You're on, and goodbye.
Thank you so much, my darling. I want to thank Eugene Badke for coming here tonight. I want to thank Doug Town. And of course, I want a thug. What's your name?
Greg, the Yaya Man.
Yaya Man.
Mr. Yaya.
Limber. That's right. Greg Limber. I'm only kidding, Greg. You know I know your name. You know it.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding with you.
Thank you and Lynn for having us as always. And Chris, it's always a blast to be here, like I've said.
You're welcome. We're so happy that the three of you.
Thank you for giving us a chance
of
to meet
us
you.
To come out. Yeah, this has really been super.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to thank Mike for driving them here.
Mike and Dreese.
Our chauffeur.
Thanks to Mike. Mike and Dreese.
Yeah, Mike. Absolutely.
What were you going to say, Doug?
No, I was just going to thank you so much for letting us get the word out about all this information. It's good. It's great. You got a great show started, and here's to more syndication.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And everybody, please listen in to the Blind and Beyond Radio talk show.
Well, thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris Shaw.
Thank you, Chris.
Show.
Hey, anytime.
Thank you, Lynn, for coming to the show, because without you, Lynn, it can't be a show. Love you all. Take care. See you until next week.
See you next week.
See you next week, same time, 7 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
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 So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you